Mahmud's Diary, July 31, 1912, Dublin. In the morning, the master went to the summer school that had been established by Mr. Henderson 20 years ago. It is located some 25 miles from Dublin, and classes are held in tents in a clear, open field. As soon as Abdu'l-Bahá's automobile arrived, the students, between the ages of 12 and 18, surrounded it and enthusiastically welcomed him. They wore uniforms with knickerbockers and moved about busily but courteously. The headmaster then took Abdu'l-Bahá to the school hall and remained standing while the master spoke to the students and teachers, praising the school and the good manners of its students. Later he visited each of the students' tents. Some of the children had cameras and requested permission to take the master's photograph. Dr. Henderson said that when he had established the school 20 years ago, there was not a summer school in the whole of America, and now there are hundreds of them. Abdu'l-Bahá remarked, "Everything praiseworthy spreads rapidly, but the children must first be taught religion, so that they may be sincere and trustworthy." After tea and refreshments, the pupils requested permission from the master to show him their gymnastic exercises. The master remained there a long while and spoke at length about education. When it was time to leave, the headmaster and school staff expressed their heartfelt gratitude to Abdu'l-Bahá. At the public meeting in the afternoon at Mr. and Mrs. Parsons' home, the master spoke on spirituality and eternal happiness.